This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Another four more signs were mentioned in Surah Al-Ma'idah. Four signs that you love Allah and Allah loves you back. Allah Azza wa Jal, He said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَنْ يَرْتَدَّ مِنْكُمْ عَنْ دِينِهِ فَسُوفَ يَأْتِ اللَّهُ بِقَوْمٍ يُحِبُّهُمْ وَيُحِبُّونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, O believers, whoever among you abandons his faith, anyone who leaves his faith, Allah will replace them with others. Other people. People that He loves and they love Him. And He gave four qualities. So these four qualities are qualities of people who Allah loves and they love Allah Azza wa Jal. Number one, أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are humble with the believers. يعني they have manners towards the believers. Allahu Akbar. My brothers and sisters in Islam, if you don't have manners among one another, then that is not true love for Allah Azza wa Jal. If you love Allah truly, and if you want to know if Allah loves you back, number one sign after obeying Allah Azza wa Jal is that you are humble towards believers. You are humble towards the believers. Allahu Akbar. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Subhanallah. Amma, insulting each other, cursing each other, swearing at each other, fighting each other, eating people's money unlawfully, robbing people from their wealth and their families, transgressing the limits of others. How can you claim that you love Allah and that Allah loves you if you have filthy manners with your Muslim brothers and sisters all around you, no matter where they are? So that's number one. Number two, أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. Firm towards the disbelievers. You know, firm. You must be firm towards the disbelievers. You know, look, I give you an example. If someone cursed and insulted your parents, would you love them? If someone cursed and insulted you, would you love them? Then how should the case be with when you know someone has insulted Allah and cursed Allah? You must be firm against these people and you must declare innocence from them and everything they worship. أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. This is a sign that you love Allah and Allah loves you back. أَذِلَّةٍ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَعِزَّةٍ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. You know, and one of the ways to show firmness towards the disbelievers is to implement your deen correctly and uphold your religion and follow the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and show the enemy of Allah that you implement Allah's law 100% and that you don't care about anyone and anyone's opinion and anyone's criticism. That's being firm towards the disbelievers when you implement Allah's law correctly. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. That's the third sign that proves you love Allah and Allah loves you. That you struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Well, jihad fi sabilillah is many ways, is many forms. One of its forms is to jihadun nafs, to struggle against your own self, right? To rise above the temptations, the evil temptations and desires that are within you, to give up your sins. Hadha, this is the greatest of al-jihad, jihadun nafs. Because you cannot engage in jihad against the enemy of Allah if you haven't done jihad of your own nafs. If there are sins that you love and you cannot give up, how are you going to think that you're going to give up your soul fi sabilillah? Then it doesn't make sense. This is why you need to understand. يُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Right? So first work on yourself. Fight your evil temptations and desires. Make sure that the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is above everything else. Love Allah more than you love your sins and more than the attachment you have to your sins and evil desires. Then and only it makes sense that such a person can give up his soul fi sabilillah, right? There is jihadul mal, struggling with your wealth. Once again, how do you think that you will able to give up your soul fi sabilillah if you cannot even do jihad with your money? You're going to give up your soul. If your money in your pocket, you cannot give it up and feed the poor and the needy with it. Then jihadul mal, right? And then there's jihadul qalam, to hold the pen and to write against the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to spread the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Naam, this is another form of jihad. We need to understand, yujahiduna fi sabilillah. The main thing is this struggle, get out of this comfort zone and struggle and strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do things that are pleasing to Allah azza wa jal. Spread the deen of Allah azza wa jal and teach the people how to pray, how to fast, how to love Allah, how to connect with Allah, how to build their relationship with Allah. And then the fourth quality is وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. The fourth sign that Allah loves you and you love Him is that they do not fear no blame from anyone. Meaning, they do not fear anyone's criticism. So pray in public, pray in public. Don't fear what people would say. A beard at work, keep it. Don't shave it because of work. That way you feed someone and what he's going to say. But those who love Allah and Allah loves them, they don't fear anyone's criticism. Al-hijab, wear the hijab, wear the niqab, and don't fear what society is going to say to you. Don't fear what they're going to say. Naam. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Aslan, the fear of other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of three types. There is a fear of shirk. If you fear someone believing that fearing him will benefit you on the day of judgment, that's shirk. A person becomes a kafir. He left Islam. There is a fear that is haram. And this is what we're talking about. If you leave an obligation out or you commit a sin out of fear of someone, then that fear is haram. And it decreases a person's tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then there is the natural fear, such as you fear a dog, you fear a lion, you fear these natural and normal things. Right? That's normal. Then there is no haram in that. Now, so that's how fear is. These are three types. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. Don't fear the criticism of people if you're upon the truth and calling to the truth and doing that which Allah Azza wa Jal is pleased with. Allahu Akbar. وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَائِمٍ. So these four qualities is a sign that you love Allah and Allah Azza wa Jal loves you in return.